This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Gas flaring is what happens when oil producers burn natural gas that's a byproduct of getting that oil out of the ground. It is a big contributor to the greenhouse gases that cause climate change. It also wastes gas and is dangerous to people who live near places where it happens. The U.S., Russia, and Venezuela tend to do it the most. In the U.S., a lot of flaring happens in Texas. And this week, the Texas Railroad Commission, the group that regulates oil and gas in that state, said it's implementing changes to hopefully reduce the amount of gas getting burned off. But Marketplace's Andy Euler reports it's going to be a tough ask until the economics make sense.
You know those tall stacks of pipes on top of refineries that shoot flames up into the air? Well, that's an example of flaring.
We're flaring about 1% of U.S. production.
That's Robert Kleinberg at Columbia University. He says that doesn't sound like a lot.
But U.S. production is very large, and 1% is the equivalent of supplying something like 7 million homes.
Flaring natural gas is a waste, but the problem is getting that gas to those homes is expensive. Kleinberg says companies flare because natural gas is cheap, and figuring out a way to use it is often more costly than just burning it.
If you're way out in West Texas with no convenient pipe, or if pipeline transportation costs are higher than what you could get at the marketing hub, then you'd flare it because there's no economic driver for saving it.
By one measure, oil companies operating in the Permian Basin of West Texas wasted $750 million worth of natural gas in 2018. Varun Rai is director of the Energy Institute at the University of Texas at Austin. He says increasingly, third parties are tracking flaring activities with drones and satellites.
And that's just, you know, bringing a whole different level of scrutiny of the operation.
Regulators in Texas this week told oil companies they need to offer more thorough justifications for why they need to flare. In part, that's to curb damage to the environment. Flaring emits carbon dioxide, methane, and other pollutants into the atmosphere, contributing to climate change and poor air quality near refineries. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.